it's totally raining, Jeff.
Totally raining, totally party?
I started recording this because I wanted to let people know that it is raining like a mug outside.
Yeah, it's raining pretty hard. We're on the freeway,
and I figured now that it's raining really hard, it would be the best time to distract you from the road.
That's a good call.
With conversations.
That's a great call.
So that, and then when we crash, we'll have a recording of it. It's on like the internet.
Exactly, it's like a black box.
Yeah, this is, except it's a white iPhone.
Right.
It's
that's
and also,
the first thing they look for whenever a car crashes is the white iPhone.
Yeah, it's also opposite from a black box in that I'm sure I can nudge it gently and it will break and lose all of the information.
Right, well.
So maybe not the best plan overall.
Well, I mean, we gotta be hopeful. You can't just sit there and naysay.
That's right, sunny side up.
That's right, exactly. Even when the clouds are crying, we gotta be here laughing and smiling.
The silver lining.
So, yeah, exactly.
Always bet on black.
That's right.
Passenger 57. How was your weekend, Jeff?
It was okay. I don't know, I didn't really do much. I kinda turned my phone off and,
Turned it off?
Yeah.
Try to get you that you didn't want to get got by.
I just wasn't feeling going out this weekend, and it's, you know,
our grand schemes, our grand Friday schemes of going and seeing the one showing of Crank High Voltage still playing in our area was a bust.
Total bust. It's still playing though. We could go right now.
We could.
It's playing all this week. We still have time to make it happen, but I'm coming to terms with.
You're not going to see
Crank High Voltage. I'm not going to make it to see it in theaters, which is fun because I didn't see Crank in theaters, and I don't especially like seeing movies in theaters.
Yeah, I don't know that Crank High Voltage is a movie that you need to see. I mean,
they shot it on video.
It's all shot on video. It's all shot on digital cameras.
Though I thought it looked great. Like
roller
the Blu-ray,
blades.
I thought looked amazing.
Oh, it's one of my favorite
great video look.
One of my favorite Blu-rays to own.
Yeah,
honestly.
Though I did buy a ticket to see Star Trek on Thursday.
I'm going to be in LA on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I can't see Star Trek that night. Although I do have a free Petaluma movie pass coming to me. Actually, I think it's there. It's at my house.
Oh, like one of like the sign deals, like show up anytime?
Yeah, I show up anytime, see whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because I didn't see Wolverine last week because I came down with the sickness.
Right, you were down with the sickness.
Yes.
It is like a one-time pass, or is this like a full-time pass?
You one time. No, I can't just go in whenever. I can't just, like, it's not like a badge.
Brendan's on the full-time pass list.
I don't think Anna's even on that thing, but, you know, she just has to call in and
right.
Say, hey.
Yeah, yeah. The passes are only good for people that don't already know.
Get in where you fit in.
Everybody. So it's like, if you know if Jen's not working, then it becomes a hassle.
Right. Inside baseball here.
Yeah.
Cinema West lifestyle. Basically. Cinema West peripheral lifestyle.
Yeah.
I do not work there, but I know a lot of people that do and have.
I have.
You work there for about 5 minutes.
Oh, well, I worked in a theater for about 5 minutes, but I delivered movies for like a
year.
Oh,
right. Oh, right. You did work. You actually employed by Cinema West.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a contract gig or whatever, so.
Were they giving you just a cash under the table?
I'm not going to say that while it's being recorded, but yes.
Are you a cop?
Are you a cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop, you know? No, it wasn't.
It was on the up.
Yeah. So I drove movie cans from Union City to Sonoma County, which totally ruined the suspension on my mom's Bronco.
But that Bronco's still going strong.
Yeah, that Bronco still exists.
Still kicking around.
It's a mess, but it works.
I was a mess the last time I rode in it, and that was probably like 6 years ago.
It's basically the same level of mess now, but I think maybe one or two more things are broken on it.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's an old-ass car at this point.
Man, I want to get a new car. I just don't know what I want. I just don't like the looks of most new cars, and I should really go look at that Lexus ISF, if provided it's still even available.
It still exists.
Right. Because that was, like, the one car that sounded kind of cool to me, and I thought that it looked neat. Everything else that I think looks neat is just, like, weird.